the Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nubo, presented by Ghostbox.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Las Vegas Sports Hour with your host, Blue Nubo, presented by Ghost Dreams, your entertainment subscription source, and also by Laced Up by Simone, best style, best dress, best lace, Laced by Simone. Man, today has been crazy, all right, with all the championship games that went on. Last night in Las Vegas, we had the Pac-12 championship between Washington and Oregon. That was a thriller at Allegiant Stadium. Straight thriller, Pac-12, last game in the Pac-12, probably forever. But it was a very electric game. It was great. I don't see anything that could have been better. Maybe USC versus UCLA just for nostalgia. But other than that, that was the great final game. Great final game. Washington won the game in a thriller. And Oregon played a great part. Oregon's been a great contributor to Pac-12. Sorry to see them go. Sorry to see all of them in the Pac-12 go. This would have been great having that Allegiant Stadium every year. Allegiant Stadium would have loved to have this. It was sold out. But... it will be no more. So the Pac-12 is broke up. Not breaking up. It's broke up. It is divorced already. They just trying to get the settlement. How does this go be broke up? All right. So the Pac-12 is no more. That's what we're talking about today on the Sports Hour. All right. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about that the Pac-12 is no more. Can you believe that? I'm from California originally, so I grew up with the Pac-12, all right? The Mountain West, yeah, has always been there. I think it's like been the Western Athletic Conference, the WAC. That's always been there. But we don't recognize that in general California. What we recognize is the Pac-12. Pac-12 has been here since I've been alive. So it's been on the face of the earth for a long time. And to see it to get broke up because of money at the end of the day basically sucks. Because Pac-12 is a brand. I'm going to say it again. The Pac-12 is a brand. Let's say it one more time for the people in the back. The Pac-12 is a brand like Pepsi, like Coke, like McDonald's, like Domino's, like Pizza Hut, like Gucci, like Fendi, like I can go on. It's a brand. Walmart, Costco, it is a brand. All right? Dallas Cowboys is a brand. So, the Pac-12 is a brand. All right? And instead of the Pac-12 getting their act together, they just devoured each other, all right? Just devoured each other and said, let's get this over with. We don't want to be married anymore. We've been married long enough. It's time to go into the world. It's time to hit them streets, all right? Getting back into them streets, all right? So that's what the Pac-12 wanted to do, get back into them streets, all right, the 10 other teams in the Pac-12. The Pac-12 now is just Oregon State and Washington State. The Pac-2. All right, so, why they couldn't just get their act together? The Pac-12 is a brand, and that's what's going on right now, is that the brand has been dissolved, all right? It's been dissolved. And why did it need to be dissolved? I don't know. I don't know. It seems like in this world, especially in this country, we have a tendency to get rid of things that have been a staple in everybody's lives for a long time. Like, that's what I like about the European soccer leagues. The English Cup League or the English League. And then you got the Premier League. Like, these teams have been around for 100 years and ain't going nowhere. They're supporters, you know. That's a brand name at the end of the day. All right, now you got investors from all over the world investing in all these English teams because they're all brands. They've been there for 100 years, not just the team. It's not just the player today, yesterday, or ones to come. It's about the fans, the supporters, and the brand. These teams are playing in stadiums that have been paid for 20 times over, probably. I'm probably underestimating, but everything's been there for a long time is what I'm saying. So that's what the Pac-12 is. The Pac-12 is even more of that than the conferences that the teams went to. Like, the Pac-12 has been around just as long, if not longer, than them. So it's crazy that they would just switch teams like that when they are the reason the Pac-12 is the Pac-12. That makes no sense. That makes no sense to get rid of your business unless you're going to be selling it, you know, to the highest bidder. That's one thing. But they've gotten rid of their business. You know, teams like USC, UCLA, Stanford, Cal, all right? All these teams think that they're a bigger brand than the brand of the Pac-12. That's what that came down to. They think they're a bigger brand by themselves than the Pac-12. You know, and America's got a problem with that, too, where people think they're just so much better off by themselves after they've been with somebody and got success, all right, achieved success. All of a sudden, they think they can do it by themselves, all right, or they go do it with somebody else. You know what happens? The magic ain't there, all right? It's something special to building from the ground up, maintaining, and passing along. That's much, much more satisfying than building up to sell, all right? You're a salesman, but the Pac-12 wasn't selling nothing but good football, good sports in general coming out of the Pac-12. And again, I know the Pac-12 because I'm from California. So Pac-12 has mostly the California teams, all right? So I grew up on the Pac-12, and basically everybody on the West Coast is a Pac-12 representative. All right. That's how big the brand is. And they went over what they got, the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, Big 12. Everybody got a piece of these little bitty brands, which we call colleges. All right. Everybody's got a piece of it now. And they sucked it into their brand, which is the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC. You see how those conferences sound now with these other teams now added? But before, they were scared of the Pac-12, all right? The Pac-12, they were scared. And this is the crazy part about the Pac-12. The Pac-12 got so good that the teams within the Pac-12 will always be ranked, and they would devour themselves by the end of the year, all right? It's similar to what the SEC has a problem, but the SEC only got about three, four good teams. So, and they play in respective on each side. So they're going to have to play each other, but they don't devour each other. This year, a little bit different because Georgia just lost in the championship game to Alabama. Now they both have one loss. So we're going to see how they deal with the playoffs. But again, the Pac-12 usually devours itself. So Oregon may be undefeated all the way through until the championship game like this year. You know, Washington was undefeated. Let's take this year. Washington was undefeated. They would have lost. They may have caused the whole Pac-12 not to get into the playoffs. I think that's why this was so entertaining the last game, because I believe the Pac-12 engineered some stuff to make sure that they got a representative into the championship game, therefore getting them more revenue so that when the other Pac-12 schools that left come back to the table, there's even more money in the pot. All right. So it was advantageous for the Pac-12, all right, which is still the Pac-12, you know, it's the Pac-2, to get a team in there. There's no need to devour each other. All right. Just make it a great game. And the team that's undefeated is going to definitely be in the playoffs. And therefore, the Pac-12 continues on for at least one more good week. All right. They live on. All right. So the Pac-12 did something right this year. They didn't devour themselves completely. And I believe they did that on purpose just to make sure they got a team into the playoffs, which is smart. So, but in general, they usually devour each other. That's why you see this year, they still devour each other. USC has, what, four losses. Oregon State's got four losses. Stanford don't look good. Cal don't look good. But they beat each other. Arizona State beat USC. UCLA been losing, but they beat other teams on the way. It's like they just devour themselves. All right, devour themselves. So the conference never gets a true representative into the playoffs because they have two, three, four losses. And that's not going to get it to get into the playoffs. You're going to have one to two losses, three at the most, and that's slim. And that's only a year when I guess everybody got two losses, all right? And it may be one team that has zero losses
and, you know, one of the team that got like maybe one, and then the rest of them got two, then that means the third one, a three-loss team, may be able to get in there because of conference strength. So, again, it was good that the Pac-12 did what they did this year. But looking forward, the Pac-12, all right, the Pac-12, which is the Pac-2 now, is going to go to court to get this money. It was $400 million that was in the slush fund, but there's probably going to be more because, they're going to the championships, they're going to the playoffs and everything. So it's going to be more, all right? So they want to get their money, all right? All these teams leaving want to get their money, all right? And I don't blame them, but at the same time, you leaving the table early, this ain't over. We didn't all come to an agreement yet, so you can't just be leaving. All right, you gotta stay with us until we all say it's over with and it's done. All right, so they didn't push their way out, and that's on them. But looking at the Pac-2, which is Oregon State and Washington State, I think their future is bright. If they somehow, somewhere, are able to keep the Pac brand, all right, what you could call it, the Pac brand, all right, alive, they're gonna have to play out the rest of this Mountain West contract, play through the Mountain West, all right? So have you go play through the Mountain West? The Mountain West is its own conference right now. They got a few deals in places with media rights and things like that, so that go through to 2025, 2026. So all the Pac-2 has to do is stay afloat long enough to either be incorporated into the Mountain West Conference, or which I think is better, to be honest with you, because Mountain West, nobody cares about that name. Nobody really cares about it. If you look at the Mountain West Conference Championship game, which is UNLV, baby, Running Rebels. They had a great season this year. Best in a while. It's the new stadium, new atmosphere, everything. It was a good season. So we had some chances to do things, and, we faltered a little bit, but we got to come back next year. But we did lose in the championship game, all right, to Boise State. Boise State, ever since they became a power, they haven't let go. Even on their worst years, when they're taking 3-4 losses, they still is winning the Mountain West Conference. This is crazy. It's crazy. I don't know how they do it, but they do. I could be the blue fucking field for all I know. But they somehow always do it. So Boise State is always strong, right? So the Mountain West Conference championship game, say that UNLV had one loss and they won the championship game. They're not getting into the playoffs, all right? They're not going to the college football playoffs, all right? I don't care. They're not going to be there. But with the branding of the Pac-12, which is considered a power conference, all right? It's considered a power conference. I suggest the Mountain West becomes the Pac-12 again. I suggest you take the 10 best teams, all right, the 10 best teams out of this conference, all right, and you move it to the Pac-12, all right, to restart the Pac-12. And you take the other, I believe, is it three or four teams, you find them homes, all right, find them homes, all right. But I think that's what you do. You have to. They want to say, oh, with them two teams to come to the Mountain West. Why would they do that? Their transfers, their teams right now are having transfers out the door because the players don't believe in the schools no more because they're not going to a power conference. They're not playing in a power conference anymore, technically, because they don't even have the teams right now. Fuck the name and the recognition and all that good stuff and the strength of schedule, all that good stuff. They don't even have the teams to be a conference, let alone a power conference. So they got everybody transferring out of their schools, those two teams. So they're losing players, all right? They're losing players, all right, that they're not going to get back. Really good players, three and a half, four-star players, maybe even a couple four-and-a-half type players that they maybe had on their team or potential to have. They're gone now. They're going. This is going to be a loss of revenue. This is why it's important that I believe the judge should give it the money to those two teams. Maybe a little bit ago, or if it's like $450, you let them have like $230. All right. And we keep $300 over here. Sorry about that. $130. And we keep $300 over here because we got to rebuild. We got to include pay for a league play, which this year they're going to be paying, Pac-2 is going to be paying $14 million to the Mountain West for league play in the 7+1 system they have coming up here in this next season. So they're going to do that for at least 3 years. All right, at least 3 years. That right there is $45 million, basically. All right, so boom, you're going to need money. Then they're going to need money to operate. Then they're going to need money to reinstate the leagues, because they're going to have all the teams are going to have to pay probably some kind of a fee to get in, some kind of backdoor fee that they probably be paying. This is how they make money. And they're going to invite them into the conference. They got to pay the Mountain West teams to come over. All right. I think the media rights deal they got going on Mountain West, like $270 million. So they're paying each team like $7 million a year, $6 million a year. So you figure a franchise fee to come over to the Pac-12, you would pay them somewhere around that, you know, $5 to $8 million, you know, for each team. That's another $100 million. So you're already looking at about $150 million already accounted for. All right. Then the other $150 million is for improvements and being redispersed. Because again, you'll be the Pac-12 again. So that's $10 million, a little bit over $10 million, $11 million per team. And basically slush fund that's in your conference. All right. You can account for each team having that amount of money in his accounts, essentially, that they can access if need be, you know. But that's what I think they should do. I believe the AAC, which is the Atlantic Alliance Conference, something like that, they were thinking about it. The Sun Belt was thinking about it. But all these conferences are way too far. It's too much travel. That's why I don't even see how the Big Ten, Big 12, the ACC even got all these California teams, because the name is in the conference. Like, that's where you are. So the Pacific 12 was because they're in the Pacific. What the fuck? All right? Why are you going to conferences that have nothing to do with you? They're not even in the same geographical area. Yeah, you've got teams that are out here that are independent. They switched to a conference. That's all good. Miami did it. They were independent. Notre Dame was independent. Air Force Army was independent. Now Army is not independent anymore. They play in the conference. Miami, obviously. Notre Dame, obviously. You know, but at the same time, they're in these conferences, but they were independent at one time. So it's okay. But the Pac-12 has always been the Pac-12. So by them breaking it up and going into these other conferences, it's all about money. That's all it is. And now they got to pay the players. That coach for what was the team? The coach, he was just talking about his star quarterback left, went into the transfer portal. And he's so mad because he said it cost about $2 million for a school to purchase, essentially, another quarterback that's of any substance out of the transfer portal. He just admitted that these kids are getting truly paid, not just NIL deals for their name and image and likeness. Like, you know, they're really getting paid like professionals. So we know that their sport is rigged also. Anytime there's exchange of money for betting purposes, is rigged. But that's for another another conversation. But the Pac-12, all right, the Pac-12 should come back with the Mountain West teams. 10 of the Mountain West teams, all right, get the brand back, all right, the 10 best. And the 10 best in the Mountain West Conference are actually pretty good, in my opinion, with the San Jose, Fresno State, Boise State, Nevada, UNLV, Boise State, Montana? I believe it's Montana. But 10 teams, all right? 10 teams out of the Mountain West. And, yeah, Pac-12 would be good. Pac-12 would be good. Good money. 2027, I believe they should be good money if they get that money out of the judgment, get about $250 to $300. They'll be good money, all right? And then they can rebuild the brand of the Pac-12. I would love to see. It's funny that UNLV just signed their lease and everything, or, you know, just got the new stadium in Allegiant, that now they're going to be a crown jewel. Now you can still have the Pac-12 championship, and UNLV will have a chance to play in the Pac-12 championship. How about that? How about that? I always had a dream that the UNLV was in the Pac-12. I've always felt that they should have been in the Pac-12 just because I don't know who they are. And it's like, I was from L.A., so I had no allegiance to UNLV. But at the same time, I just always feel like they should have been in the Pac-12. Now they are, by a strange situation of the conference dissolving to a degree, UNLV is actually now the crown jewel of the Pac-12 if they become the Pac-12. New stadium, Super Bowl is going to be here soon. The Pac-12 championship is at this stadium and will continue to be if the Pac-12 comes back. So it's advantageous that UNLV, as one of the lead members of the Mountain West Conference, I believe, all right, I believe, especially with the T-Mobile playing there, that they're going to say, you know what, let's go ahead and make this move, the 10 best, let's do it. They had something they were thinking about like it was for soccer, where they was basically how the Pac-12 is the premier league and the Mountain West is the lower league, and you got your 12 best teams and in the Pac-12, and you know, everybody plays. So everybody plays in the scheduling, and the bottom three or four or whatever would go and continue to play in the Mountain West, while the others would go and play in the Premier League, essentially, which is the Pac-12. And it would go up and down, back and forth. Now, that's going to be kind of crazy. You know, obviously, they would have to get some information from Europe and these other leagues and see how they do it with the promotion and regulation when it comes to money. But if they really wanted to, they got time to really deep dive into it and see if that'll work. But I suggest just converting the Mountain West, dissolving the Mountain West, all right? Pac-12 rebuild, few teams go wherever they go, and, you know, that's how I think they should go. This money needs to be divvied up so they can just move forward, in my opinion. And I'm going to love seeing this. If they do redo the Pac-12 the way I'm thinking, it's going to be good to see Boise State going for a championship against Washington State or Oregon State, maybe. You know, if Oregon State and Washington State stay good as the Pac-12 recombines, you know, they was at the kind of at the bottom in the Pac-12. So I don't know, against Mountain West teams, I think they're is competitive. So what you're going to have to do is continue the brand of the Pac-12. All right, continue the brand, build the brand, all right, build the brand, all right. Maybe they need to go ahead and because now if they become the Mountain West, becomes the Pac-12, maybe do some gimmicky stuff. You know, we see that the NBA in-season tournament has the different floors, the different jerseys and things like that. These kids love different jerseys and everything. Maybe some of these schools, you can take some of that money that you get from the settlement, and redo these some of the fields in the Pac-12. You know, if you get it back going, redo some of the fields so that they look really nice and entertaining, a good show. So make sure the Pac-12 is a good show. You know, if they want to do a little WWE and to get themselves up there, so be it. Everybody else doing it. But I believe the Pac-12 still has a chance. I believe the teams that left made the right decisions on because they're trying to get that money. But I think at the end of the day, the Pac-12 is still a strong brand. It's going to definitely still live without them. As long as Oregon State and Washington State make the correct moves, I think they're sitting on a moneymaker. They're going to be like kind of like the Bears. Bears are losers. But you know what? The Bears is like the oldest team in the NFL. So therefore, they done made hand over fist money many, 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 many moons ago. All right, many, many moons ago. And it don't matter if they weak or if they have an 0-16 season. The people of Chicago go continue to buy jerseys, go continue to go to games with bags over their head. They're still going to go and watch the Bears. So that means even the weakest team, the most losingest team, makes tons and tons of money. And that's what it's about. And that's what Oregon State and Washington State, why they didn't want to leave, because they were still making more than what the guys in the Mountain West are making. It's probably making 15, 20 million a year, you know, somewhere around there. Where you see that the Mountain West is making six, seven per year on a TV deal. I wouldn't doubt it that, you know, UCLA and they're making double that, 14, 15. So yeah, it's a lot of money to be made all over for the Mountain West to dissolve itself. there's a lot of interest there. Also, the Mountain West could say, okay, we give up these teams. You need to find us another 8 teams to make us a complete conference, so at least we could still be the Mountain West, all right? Because we have a brand at the end of the day, and I can see that too happening. But We're going to continue to keep an eye on it here because you know what? We're in Las Vegas and this is Las Vegas Sports Hour presented by GoStreams for your entertainment subscription needs and by Laced Up by Simone, Best Style, Best Dress, Best Lace, Laced by Simone. Yeah, you already know who it is. It's Blue Nuvo. And I'm just giving my take, man. Yeah, I'm just giving my take, all right? Because I love the Mountain West and I love the Pac-12 as they are. And I would love to see them come together. And I think they will. And it's going to be a great partnership. Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And, you know, as far as I know it. And you know what? Now we're going to be the talking point on the reason that this conference comes together with the Pac-12, the Mountain West, that is, comes together with the Pac-12. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. We'll come back to this. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Blue Nuvo, the Las Vegas Sports Hour. Come on back. All right, holla.
The Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nuvo, presented by Ghostbox.
Yeah, it's your boy Pepper Facts right here with Blue Nuvo Rich.
Yeah.
And we coming straight from you from the Splash Show. Tell us something. Is your cable bill high as hell?
Hey, you tired of paying $100, $200 for your TV entertainment?
Well, get a Ghost. A Ghost Box. Hey,
live TV, sports, movies, TV shows, Netflix, Hulu, Voodoo, all in one device.
So don't let the cable company rob you blind, program you to pay that high-ass bill. Get a Ghost Box.
Yeah, go to ghostbox.com to see what the ghost can do for you. Get a Ghost Box.
The Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nuvo, presented by Ghostbox.